from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
What's trending?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Number one on what's trending, our exciting news here at the station. We are all fired up. If you missed the beginning of the show today, 96.5 The Fan begins next Thursday at 6 a.m. That is where you'll be able to find all of your shows you currently listen to. Plus, it'll be the home of the Chiefs, the home of the Royals, the home of the Wildcats, and the home of the Tigers. We're excited to move over to FM, and we've been working on this for quite some time.
Not us personally.
But we, the collective,
we're going to take some credit, at least on this end. The Fan, 96.5, The Fan will start next Thursday, as Gold said. Next up on What's Trending, the Royals did salvage a game against the Red Sox last night, beating them 8-4, a couple of homers by Bobby Witt Jr. once again. Vinny set up a nice walk, MJ set up a walk that started a big scoring inning. So, really good performance. Cole Reagans got into the seventh inning, gave them more than enough to win that game as well, as the Royals now game and a half up on the Red Sox for the wild card, caught up a game on the Twins, caught up a game and a half because the Guardians lost two games yesterday.
It was a very good day for the Royals.
Yeah, it really was.
And we'll talk more about
them
off
today
after What's Trending. Next up on What's Trending, though, Nick Foles, Super Bowl champion Nick Foles, retiring from the NFL. Of course, he was a backup in Kansas City for a little bit, but Nick Foles retiring. It is his time. He's got that ring, though, man. Unbelievable story he'll be able to have. He'll be remembered for the rest of his life.
He's got a nickname like that pole vaulter.
BDN.
Yeah, that's what they used to call him. Honestly, he did have a hell of a career. How long was he in the NFL? 10, 15 years? 15 years? I mean, he had a nice career. Came in at the time he needed to and had a couple of big moments.
He's 35.
I think it was 11 years as well.
11 years?
11-year career, 35 years old.
Good for Nick Foles. Next up on What's Trending, Pedro Grifol officially gone from the Chicago White Sox manager job. He was fired this morning. The White Sox announced that coming off a loss. They did end the 21-game losing streak at 21. Won a game, finally lost again yesterday. Pedro Grifol's out. Grady Sizemore has been named the interim manager. I hadn't heard Grady Sizemore's name. He was in the hall of, I thought he was like a really good player when he played. That man was injury plagued in his career. But Grady Sizemore is the new manager. I think that'll fix it.
At this point, yeah, everything's solved now in Chicago. I'm surprised that you waited this long. Like, I guess for maybe Pedro in a way, is it better they don't have to deal with finishing out the season? They're still paying you. But part of me is like, you're not going to let the guy just finish out the season. He's made it. You made him go through the 21-game losing streak. There's so many issues. That organization, the White Sox organization, is a joke. Their owner doesn't really care. I feel like their owner doesn't care about being embarrassed or anything, and that's how you get a product like the Chicago White Sox. I mean, they're absolutely abysmal. Next up on What's Trending, the show that we mentioned at one point in time was possible over on Amazon with Travis Kelce. Well, we got more details. The new version of Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity with Travis Kelce is going to premiere on Prime October 16th. So we'll have to watch the first episode at least. After that, I'm probably good, but I'll watch the first one.
Yeah, I think so. And then maybe Drew can just pull questions from it, like the actual show.
From Travis.
And we'll see if he can answer those things a little bit later on. The first episode we can just watch and give a review of. Mm-hmm. When's his FX show come out? Grotesquiere.
Isn't that this fall during football season?
Yeah, I think it is. He's got two shows coming out in the fall. Busy.
He's a star. He's a
busy,
star.
Busy. I hope he got a nice check. I bet he did.
Oh, don't worry about him. He's making plenty of money, I'm sure, off of all. Yeah. Dude, he had more endorsements, than I think, than any other NFL player. Him and Mahomes, two most endorsed players in football last year during the season with all the commercials.
Yeah.
That is what's trending.
Unless you want to give a medal count. The U.S. dominating the Olympics. Everybody see that? Dominating.
I don't have the exact medal count, but yes, the United States is kicking ass at the Olympics. That's for sure.
They got the most golds. They got the most. Well, actually, they don't have the most golds now. Sorry.
Is it still China?
China. Well, the U.S. had passed them, but I guess, I don't know. Maybe some other
still time.
You could have gotten China pre-Olympics, I think, at 11-1 to have the most gold medals.
Really? They've got 28 gold medals. The U.S. has 27.
We're fine.
They're way ahead of the pack.
We're fine.
The U.S. has 95 total medals.
Hopefully, Noah Lyles gets a gold 70. Today.
Hopefully what?
Hopefully Noah Lyles gets another gold today.
We still have a gold coming our way from the U.S. men's basketball team. Relax. We know we have one more coming our way.
The U.S. women's soccer team.
Yeah, the U.S. women's basketball team also won against Nigeria, I think, yesterday. Yeah. We got more golds coming our way. We're fine.
It's going to be a Wemby versus USA gold matchup, potentially.
Everything's good, man.
Wemby's just going to single-handedly carry his squad. That's what they were trying to do with Jokic. Even he can't carry, so, I mean, you know.
They play Jokic today, U.S. does, yeah.
Yeah, Serbia, 2 o'clock.
They killed them the two times that they played them.
Yeah, but that's pool play. Now, you know, it's crunch time. And I don't know, this is the funniest thing about the Olympics because the sport's different. They're like, yeah, Durant just may never, but like, you're like, or like, some guys just don't play at all. And you're like, what? How does Jason Tatum ever have a single game where you're like, well, we're not going to use him? You're like, what?
That's how stacked the team is.
He averaged like 35 points a game this year. And you're like, we don't need him. We're fine.
People are critical, but it's working.
They're winning.
They're winning again. 2 o'clock this afternoon. But back to number one on what's trending, real quick, before we get into the Royals again. And at 10 o'clock hour today, we made a station announcement. We had everybody in studio, and we're truly fired up for this. And I think it's great for anybody that is a Kansas City sports fan. All of you, anybody that grew up in Kansas City, anybody that's new to Kansas City, and you love sports, you're listening to this station, listening to our shows, been listening to Royals baseball. All of that is only getting better. As we switch to 96.5 The Fan next Thursday at 6 a.m. It'll still be a listen on the Odyssey app as well for those of you that were asking. All that, nothing's changed in that regard. But there has never been a FM all-sports station in Kansas City. Think about that. All the great sports seasons that we've had, the great teams we have right now, the golden era of sports, we all agree. And now it's fitting for
us. Bobby Wood Jr. and Patrick Mahomes, yeah.
It's fitting to have Bobby Wood Jr. and Patrick Mahomes games on our station and one station, 96.5 The Fan.
Yeah, it is going to be your home for Royals, your home for Chiefs, your home for K-State, your home for Missouri. They will all be under one station, 96.5 The Fan. This is massive because the Chiefs even had never been on a sports talk station. You're going to listen to the Chiefs, get out of your car on your way, listen to Binkley on your way home from the game, get up for work the next day, and you'll have us on the radio. You don't have to keep switching back and forth or find... 96.5 The Fan will be your absolute pinnacle spot to get anything sports related in this town. And we're really happy that all the properties that'll be with us, of course, like we said, the Chiefs and the Royals, but it's a big move. We're excited to be on the FM dial. A lot of other cities have sports talk on the FM dial. We wanted to join that group, and now we are.
Yeah, something that we've wanted to be able to bring to you guys for a very long time for sports fans, some of the best sports fans in the entire country, most passionate fans in the entire country. And now we have a station that fits that as well. We're excited. 96.5 The Fan. Next Thursday, 6 a.m. is when we launch. You'll hear plenty more about that leading up to Thursday. And we've got some things planned next week I know we're all excited about as well. Let's talk about the Royals. That's why we're excited, too. Not only the Royals going to be on our station, but also right now they have the best player in baseball who once again put his team on his back. Bobby Wood Jr., in a game you had to have, I know there's no must win in August, but when you had lost two in a row to Boston, you were already in danger of getting swept. You saw the results earlier in the day. The Guardians lose both of their doubleheaders. You see the Twins lost earlier. So there's a great opportunity.
So you're feeling good, yeah.
But then
you got Reagan's on the mound.
Then you're down. Reagan's on the mound, but you're losing to Boston. You're like, oh boy.
That three-run home run did hurt.
Yeah, here we go again. After the error in the field, too, right? Which allowed that to happen. And then Bobby Wood Jr., put his team on his back. And there were other moments. I want to give credit to Michael Massey on the at-bat to get on base. Give credit to him, Jim Melendez, for a couple walks. Obviously, Vinny Pasquantino. But your best player, Bobby Wood Jr., the biggest moments, what those players do, he willed his team to a victory. It was another one of those type of games. We've said it a few times in the last few weeks. The Grand Slam 2 weeks ago, where he just took over a game.
Plays,
and he, you know, on a lesser scale, not as you know, highlight, if you will, as the Grand Slam. Yesterday, he did the same thing.
He continues to impress me to the where we've. It's a little bit to the impress me to the point like the Mahomes way, where you do kind of run out of superlatives to say about his game. But also just feels like you're constantly underselling him. Like, if I don't just come on the air and be like, Bobby Wood Jr. Was, I presumed, touched by the hand of God on his shoulder as a baby. And then he's like Hercules. And he just grew up to be a superhero because of his superhuman abilities. Because if I don't say that, it feels like I'm underselling what he did. He had 3 hits yesterday. 2 were home runs. Still played perfect defense. He had 4 RBI. He almost single-handedly won because Reagan's was good, but he wasn't. It was like the same amount of like Lugo and Singer from the games before. They also were not sharp. They were like, okay, battled, got through it, but not their best starts, not their worst, but, you know, kind of battled through it. And that's what kind of felt like with Reagan's after giving through and home run, just kind of battling a little bit, going through it a little bit. And they needed to be saved by the offense on this one. And who's the savior? The middle of the order. Again, Vinny had a great day, and Bobby had 4 RBI and 3 hits. That's exactly what you needed to just kind of like change the tide. Think about how different this would have been if all the results yesterday were flipped and all of a sudden the Royals were 6.5 or 7 games back of the Guardians, not even in a wild card spot, and 2.5 games back of the Twins. And instead, they're half games back of them, game and a half up, 4 games back of a division lead still with 50 plus games left to play. It was a massive swing game for them yesterday.
But this is also what it's all about again, to experience what living and dying by every game is like in a baseball season. Cause you're correct. The whole vibe this time yesterday was different around them. They lost 2 in a row and you're like, oh boy, the Boston Red Sox just have the Royals number, you know, and they're just a better team. And that was the narrative. That was the conversations we and everybody were having in Kansas City. And then now, the Royals get a win, much different feeling, especially with the results, as you said, that happened elsewhere in the AL Central. So that's what's fun, but also when you take a pause for a second, like one game, the emotions of that are what makes it fun, but also realize the very next day, it can change in a positive way or a negative way in a heartbeat. You know, they're off today, so you're still feeling good. Guys get the day off, and then you take on the Cardinals coming up this weekend in a weird Friday-Saturday series. Just a 2-gamer, just Friday and Saturday. And, you know, Vinny Pasquantino was talking after the game, and I think this was different than the normal, you know, hey, the crowd is supporting us. But to me, he was calling on fans to make sure this thing doesn't get filled just with Cardinals fans this weekend.
Yeah, it's great. More importantly, we've got the Crosstown Rivals coming up on Friday, Saturday, so I'm expecting this place to be full when we look around. So we're excited for that. This place has been packed, and we're pumped for more.
That was Vinny Lombardi last night talking to Joel Goldberg after the win, as both Vinny and Bobby were interviewed, who both had huge games and big moments in yesterday's win.
Yeah, it was. They're two best hitters. So having them,
I just don't want the Cardinals fans taking over the stadium.
I don't either.
I understand it when, hey, it's 2018 and this team stinks. And I get it. You're like, why am I going out there in August? This team's in the thick of a division/wild card race and they're playing good baseball. You got the best player in baseball on your squad, and you're not going there worried that he's leaving.
And you don't have to go Thursday or Sunday, so you might as well show up Friday and Saturday. They're off Sunday this week, in case you didn't know.
Weather's going to be great all week.
It's supposed to be 75 and sunny on Saturday. I mean, can you get better weather for an outdoor baseball game? Especially for August. Then you really don't get to complain, Gold. I think he was just, I think it was a compliment. I think he was making the point of saying, we've had great turnout, we're going to need you again. We do not want to hear, because which series was the Cubs series was the one that I'm afraid the Cardinals want to try to do. You could hear the Cubs fans cheer when the Cubs were winning baseball games.
They're going to show up.
You can tell. I'm not saying it's not going to be zero. That's just the way sports work, that, you know, Kansas City fans invade other buildings all the time. So it's not the case, but the Cardinals have a lot to fight for too. So I'm sure that they will have a big fan base in there. Are they currently holding a wild card spot?
They're 3 games above .500, the Cardinals are. I don't know exactly where
they are.
They're
2 games out of a wild card spot.
Michael Lorenzen on the bump tomorrow night.
Or 2 games out of the division. I don't know, one of the two. Yeah, they're 59 and 56. They're behind the Mets and the Braves for the final playoff spot. So they're not quite in it, but they're fighting for their lives. And now they're going to have to come to your town, come to your city and do this, you know, compete against you. That game was, not to overstate it, but it was really encouraging because they had lost those first two games gold. And as you'd pointed out, you knew all of those losses were already stacked up in your favor. So all you got to do is just go out and get a win. Just a little win.
It was one of the best days of the year for the Royals. Yes. I know they were coming off multiple losses, but that particular day, what they ultimately accomplished, and then you couple it with the rest of the playoff field or perceived playoff field, the wild card race, divisional race, and all that, it really was a top three day of the season. I know they've had longer winning streaks and things like that, but based off of how late in the year we are and everything else that transpired, that is up there as one of the biggest wins of the season. Let's get to the NFL. Well, all 32. Tonight, preseason football, Cody. 6 o'clock, NFL Network.
Oh.
Get fired up, Cody.
Bryce Young.
Can't wait.
Versus Drake May.
Is Bryce Young better now?
Panthers.
Is he better?
Patriots. I told you, I think the reports out of New England have been saying that their sixth round pick, Joe Milton, has been outperforming Drake May. But it's going to be Drake May or Jacoby Brissett starting week
You're
one.
You're saying they're not going to let Milton start week one?
We need to stop with acting like there's any chance because Joe Milton looks good in camp that he's the week one starter. In the rookie campaign, when one guy was drafted in the sixth round and one was drafted in the first round, they're not starting the sixth rounder over the guy they took in the top five. Just doesn't work that way. Now, fast forward 2 years from now, different story. Brock Purdy was a Mr. Irrelevant. I get it. I'm talking about going into their first fall, they're not starting the guy that was a sixth round pick over the guy they spent top five. So let's stop with that. If Drake May's struggles tonight, yeah, Jacoby Brissett would be the week one starter. But I am curious to see what Drake May does with virtually no weapons around him. And then Bryce Young with a brand new offensive minded head coach. We'll see if in year two, Bryce Young has improved.
In reality, it always takes teams at least a year to bail on the top five pick and favor the Brock Purdy type, right? Even if it is right, Milton's the better prospect, it'll take them a full year. They'll give May the actual shot in games for a while first. And if you really think that Milton might be better, well, then start May now. Don't waste your time with Brissett. Start May, find out what you have, mm-hmm. and then next year, maybe your decision is a little bit easier if you actually do think Milton is better. I'm also going to talk about quarterbacks. Instead, I'm going to head to Baltimore, where Lamar Jackson, a couple days ago, was talking about why he got skinny this offseason. He said he got fat and slow. And I was honestly confused. Did Lamar Jackson ever look fat or slow to either of you guys? Or is that just because I'm a mere mortal? Because at no point did I feel like what was holding the Ravens offense back was Lamar Jackson's lack of athleticism. If anything, I feel like being bigger would be a benefit to him. Staying on the field has got to be Lamar Jackson's number one priority. Being super skinny, maybe you think you can dodge some tackles, but if you really are 20, 25 pounds lighter, does that not come a greater risk of getting hurt?
Well, there's definitely some risk there, but look, I don't think they're allowing him to make that change. Or asking to if they actually thought it's going to be super detrimental to his availability. I think what's happening is they have Derrick Henry as a running back now in that system, which is exciting for them. And you're going to see him under, there's reports you're going to see him under center more in yeah. Baltimore. So he's going to be under center, play action is an opportunity. That's where Lamar could be really effective.
Yeah, and maybe that includes like bootlegs out where he yep. can really get out in space exactly. and kind of use his legs. But I didn't think he was slow. I understand why he's trying to do it. He wants to feel as quick as he can. And in his defense, his single greatest asset is his ability to run. That's what makes him an MVP-level quarterback. It's not that he's a bad passer. I don't want people to take it that way because that makes you can be good at two things. But his single biggest skill set, the thing he's better at than any other quarterback in the league, is running. He is the best running quarterback in the NFL right now. It has led him to two MVPs, as we previously mentioned. So I don't want him to lose that. But also, I didn't feel like it was ever holding them back. Him not being on the field held them back a number of times. Their lack of a deep passing game held them back a number of times. And again, maybe you're right, because Derrick Henry, play action, their offense could look, they could be a really dangerous team again. I don't know who the hell's coming out of the North. That division looks tough.
Yeah, it's really difficult. And, you know, Lamar Jackson and bootleg doesn't sound very fun.
Not fun for defenses, no.
Yeah, correct. Not if you're playing against them. We've talked a lot about Brandon Ayuk, I think for partially this reason, but also, the fact that they're going to have to pay Brock Purdy soon. I think the 49ers actually have more pressure to win. I know we talked about quarterbacks being paid and all the pressure. I think the Niners actually are under more pressure than particularly the Bills and the Bengals to win it all because they have that coming up and they're paying so much money to guys, particularly on the defensive side of the ball. They need to win now before they pay Purdy, because even when they pay Purdy, not that they can't do it, but they're going to be set back a little bit because they're going to lose so much of the guys that they are currently paying right now. I think they're under some more pressure to win the Super Bowl now than the teams that have paid the quarterbacks, even in Josh Allen and Joe Burrow and now Tua and Justin Herbert, et cetera.
About half the damn AFC's paid now. I mean,
yeah.
It shouldn't be a disadvantage for much longer to have a quarterback who's not paid. They're all paid except for Stroud.
It's go time more for San Francisco, and they still haven't even paid the quarterback yet.
It's go time for the Brock Purdy reason, no question. And we mentioned, like, it's easier to win with the rookie quarterback. The Chiefs proved they could do it with the rookie contract, and now they've done it with the big payday. The Niners, you got to get it done now, because if you think it's not getting any easier for you. I will say, though, like with the 49ers, there's more pressure also to begin with, because you've been in two Super Bowls over the last 4 years and you've come up empty.
Mm-hmm. They've lost like three or four straight Super Bowls, haven't they?
Something like that.
They just keep getting back to them and not doing it. That's a massive problem for them. I don't think there's a single quarterback who has more pressure on them this year than Stroud, though. They've given him... He's on the rookie deal, so they get the whole cheap quarterback thing that you just mentioned, Drew. They get the whole cheap quarterback thing.
Yeah.
He has an absolutely loaded amount of talent. They're coming off a division win. So now people are already expecting you to challenge for very real, very big things. You're coming off the best rookie season in NFL history. I don't think there's a single quarterback with more pressure this season.
The division's not considered
than C.J. Stroud.
The bar is very high for a guy in his second year. I think that's fair. The only other name I would, like, as you were talking there, I'm like, maybe you can make a case for a Joe Burrow, because he's coming off of an injury, and that's the big talking point, and for him to prove once again, like, when he's been healthy, he's been a top three quarterback in the league. But last year you missed most of the season. So if he comes back and doesn't look like he was pre-injury, then obviously that's way concerning. And I think he will look like he did prior to the injury, but there's some pressure there, like, that for him to immediately be back at the same level, for that whole team to be right back where they were a year ago or a year and a half ago.
That's what they should be. Last year, they faced 11 playoff teams, more than anyone in the league. They only had Joe Burrow for five starts, faced 11, and had the single toughest schedule when the season wrapped up than anyone in the league, and they still won 9 games.
Yeah.
So you shouldn't get worse with Joe Burrow at the helm and a fourth place schedule or third place, Joe Burrow back. You should have greater expectations than 9 wins. You should be thinking Joe Burrow takes me to 10, 11 wins. That's probably fair.
Well, and that's where, again, the start of the schedule.
12 wins.
In the first 4 weeks, they play Bryce Young, Drake May, and Jaden Daniels.
They got to win those three.
If they're
you got to win those three.
They have no excuse to not be 3-1 or better. If they're 2-2, it's a failure. They're 1-3 because they've been known for the bad starts.
Yeah.
They can't afford a bad start.
They'll be dropping to Drake May and Daniels.
And they'll lose to Mahomes in week two.
They go 1-3. That's embarrassing.
And Drew, you've committed number 50. Listening to the show yesterday, Drew said we had Sean Barber on. Drew said he will get the number 59 tattooed on his wrist if the Chiefs beat the Bengals in week two.
That's how much I like Barber. All right,
Plus, that's a real tattoo. It's not some henna tattoo
No.
Real tattoo.
And
permanently inked on your body.
I told Cody during the break. Actually, there's a good concept behind, because all of my tattoos have a meaningful purpose.
Sure.
And this one definitely would.
59.
One regular season loss to the Chiefs.
It's one of those where you joke, but you can also, the way that I can,
justify it?
The creativity of it. Barber's number, obviously. Now with us becoming 96.5 The Fam, two of those numbers in
the
tattoo.
Oh, he's already getting the new station tattooed.
My favorite number is the number 5. Joe Burrow's number is 9, where if the Bengals do win, I might get the tattoo anyways, and I can have the 9 with some bangle stripes on the side. There's a way that I can customize it to make it very,
I was going to say, don't get the new station tattooed on your wrist.
No, he's just saying,
I am not doing that.
Get some back justification.
I hear you.
Yeah, okay. I'm justifying it for myself.
I won't let you get a tattoo.
Will you get a 96.5 The Fan tattoo?
No, absolutely not.
Too risky, huh?
Absolutely not.
This is the thing, though. Barber,
you don't
said,
love the new station. What's wrong with you?
Based on the way that you guys said this, is that it was a Joe Burrow-like hat. It is a Tiger Woods hat, where it's the goat in Tiger stripes for Tiger Woods. It's not a Bengals hat. So I feel like I'm going.
You want more?
I'm going way beyond my bounds of getting a tattoo for a Tiger Woods hat.
Okay, if the Chiefs win, can I have the hat then? Because it's a cool
absolutely
hat.
Not. I will take the hat.
He gets the hat either way, I think.
If he's willing to put a tattoo on the line.
If I'm getting a tattoo,
he gets
yes.
the hat from Sean Barber either way. It's just whether or not he's getting a number 59 tattoo on his wrist. Which I can't believe you agreed to. Way too quickly, too. You didn't even barter. You didn't even... It was just not. You basically said yes right away to Barber yesterday.
Says this means Drew's a lifer. Those contract negotiations, you've given him too much leverage. You got the new station tattooed on you? Woo!
I will not be getting the full 96.5. I'm not going to do that.
Don't
59.
Do that. Just don't do that.
If you missed the news earlier... Starting next Thursday, we will be on 96.5 The Fan.
Yeah, we're going to talk more about that on the other side. Plus, we've got a random question of the day and the depth question. Where is there not enough depth for this Chiefs football team? We'll do that next year on Cody and Gold.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I just put my headphones
true.
On.
Okay.
I feel like it was.
Should we start slow dancing? Or like, that's what this feels like.
Wow, he was talking about the tattoo and
Florida,
being a
Georgia
lifer
line.
And the little Florida Georgia line on us there. We'll get to the random question of the day in about 12 minutes or so. The news of the day, though, if you haven't seen by now or heard from us earlier today, we announced the switch to 96.5 The Fan. We're excited for the station to start up next Thursday, 6 a.m., beginning with Fesco and Dusty. They'll be broadcasting like normal, 6 a.m., and the station will be on 96.5 The Fan. Moving to FM, your new home for Kansas City sports and for the Chiefs and the Royals and Kansas State and Missouri. Still can listen on the Odyssey app. We are super fired up for this, that finally we have an all-sports station in Kansas City.
Yes. And I mean,
on the FM
on
side.
The FM. We are an all-sports station.
On the FM side.
But under one roof at one home. It's kind of funny for us for these years to be like, hey, you're listening to the broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Now go listen to another station. No, you just stay here. You'll be on 96.5 The Fan. You will listen to Alex and I talk. We'll hand things off to Carrington. He'll put you on Chiefs pregame, and then we'll listen to them kick the Ravens' ass on a Thursday night. And then the following Friday, you can catch the Royals on 96.5 The Fan. It's that part of it where you can just get every single thing you want from a sports perspective right here. Plus, maybe we'll get some new audience members. Do you think they like songs or takes on cheese? Should we get a feel of the consensus of what the FM listeners might enjoy? We don't, I mean, that's a whole new audience for us.
It
we
is.
Don't,
it's exciting.
We don't know which parts of our show they'll like, hate, be indifferent about. I do think I should do a song. A song for the, I think it should be pretty poppy and upbeat for being
Well,
honest.
Definitely would have to. I mean, if you're going to do a song, like I said, the only rule, it can't be played in the first 10 minutes of the launch.
Someone said
week.
You need to do a cover of Not Like Us and do a diss track to other
people on AM.
Yes. Well,
yeah. I'm going to take down AM radio. Spent my entire life on it. All right, I said I was going to wait a week, but I'm not going to wait a week. I am really excited about this move to 96.5 The Fan for a lot of reasons. All the reasons you just mentioned. All in one home. Great to be on the FM signal. But one reason you wouldn't think I'd be excited to move there is because the 610 Sports Radio logo, while it was a great name, and I'll miss it, the logo stinks. It's like 8 colors and 5 different typefaces. It's got weird gradient to it. It looks like it was made in 1991. Tired of looking at it. Great news. I can look at the fantastic new logo for The Fan instead. So I could probably spend the remaining hour and a half on this show destroying this logo, but I don't have to anymore.
Because there's moving on to bigger and better like things.
It doesn't matter.
Every part of, there's not a thing I like about it, Drew. If we're being honest, there's not a single thing I like about it. I don't like its tilt, its shape, the color its scheme tilt. Together. None of it. Not a single part.
It is very
vintage-esque. After next Thursday, it doesn't matter. After next Thursday, it doesn't matter. 96.5 The Fan.
That's right.
And that logo is all that will matter. So you should be fine.
Someone says, I think we need some t-shirts. I am working on that.
Well, yes. That is in the word. Also, someone says, is the Cody and Gold shirts now collector's items? No, I mean, they could always be a collector's item if you want, but remember, those shirts...
They just say Cody and Gold.
It was actually turned out to be a very smart decision. We just didn't know it at the time. That show logo never had the station logo on it, so...
That are bad, I guess, but...
It turned out to be a good thing.
Yeah. Someone says, will the Odyssey app store? Yep, same company.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
no change there. I'll speed round some answers for you again later.
Cody's massive paycheck is still coming from the same place. So is mine.
It's going to have to get... I'm going to need some extra deck money. Like one more deck with this move to FM, you know?
Yeah, everything else... Nothing like that is changing. Same company, same building, same studio. New station, better station.
Yep. Better signal, clearer signal. We were warned by our good friend Paul Charchian that when you prepare for the switch to FM... You might think our voices sound good. Mm-hmm.
Going to sound clearer, crisper, real voice. That means your song is unfortunately, going to be even clearer.
I think I've been...
Our tape's
going
to be clearer than ever.
Mm-hmm.
Hearing Bobby Wood Jr. home runs to win games, clearer than ever.
I might yell less, you know, just as a result of not needing to.
Well, that's the thing.
These mics
will be the same mics. They both allow you to not have to scream. Microphones.
Oh.
Amplify? Or whatever, yes.
Oh. Good point. It's great news. It really is.
If you want other details, specifics, there's press releases out there. There's news coverage that's out there on some of the other local news outlets and everything for those that still
It's hard to answer every person's question on the text line, let's be honest, but it's good news across the board. And yeah, there is more information out there. If you're asking about what might happen with Lazo, he's going to The Rock. He's going to go be on 98.9 The Rock in the afternoons. But if you got more questions, I'd say seek those things out. But we're just excited. The Fan... 96.5 The Fan, next Thursday, 6 a.m. You can catch us there.
Yeah, people are asking about 610 Day at the K. Oh, we're still doing it. It's just going to be
the fan day
at the K.
Mm-hmm.
Simple. Easy.
I'm still willing
You're still going
to
lose in the hot dog derby.
I'm still willing to run in the hot... I've been ketchup and... No, I've been relish and mustard. Oh, no. Maybe I've been mustard both times. I don't remember. Either way, I'm willing to run in the race, throw the first pitch, be the Sasquatch, offer still sing the national anthem. All of my offer still stands. It'll just be the fan day at the K.
We'll get to the random question unrelated to this. I know there's a lot of random questions, but the random question of the day.
The ones one we can answer on the show.
Coming up in just a little bit. Let's get back to the Chiefs, though, a little bit. And we're excited to have Chiefs games over on 96.5 The Fan starting next week. But the position group that you look at and you say, okay, you're deep in this area, not worried about it, other than the obvious stuff, right? Duh, any team that loses their quarterback, you're going to be concerned. I'm talking about... Your positions like linebacker or offensive line or cornerback. There were two areas that stood out to me where if you're going to be concerned about depth heading into a season, remember, this is a team going for...
I don't think there's deep.
A three-peat. And so you're going to look top to bottom on a roster, but in particular, at the very top of it, nobody's better in football. Are they thinner at a few spots? I think so. You know, I think left tackle, because you are going to probably have a rookie in Kingsley Suamataia start, and then if he were to go down, you have a guy that's played in four games and Wanye behind him. That's a thin area. But I disagree with those that say, oh, they're lacking depth at corner or whatever. Now, you might be concerned who the number two corner is. Is it Joshua Williams emerging? Is it Nazee Johnson or Jalen Watson? That's a fair conversation, but they have plenty of depth at corner, plenty of depth at safety, even with the Justin Reed injury right now.
Yeah, I don't worry about corner depth at all. Between corner and safety, it's like Joshua Williams went down. I'm like, okay, let's start Jalen Watson. It's like, but he went down. Joseph will probably be healthy eventually. Like, but we don't have another safety. We have four other safeties. I don't worry about that position even a little bit. I think you can make an argument for running back because I think it's Pacheco or nothing. But
that's most teams, man.
Clyde's not a bad back. He's just meh. You know? And if he's meh, that's fine. That's not like a huge deal, and you couldn't live through that. Linebacker is the actual answer for me. And I love their linebacker play. I love the Bolton, Tranquil, Chanel combo. I think that is an electric group, very capable of being one of the better tackling cover linebacker groups in the league. Lose one, and I'm like, I'm not as high on the Jack Cochran and below. Last year, their depth was Drew Tranquil was the next man up, then Cochran behind him. Then, you know, like they had real depth. I'm a little worried about the, now that everybody has a full-time job, Tranquil in particular was the depth last year. If something happened with Bolton, then Tranquil can't do his job or somebody else has to do his. It creates a bit of a windfall. I just don't think our overall depth of the team. I just don't think they're as deep of a team. I think they are as talented and probably more talented. I just don't think they have the depth they had last year, which is why I think a big reason why they won the Super Bowl, maybe an unsung reason why they won the Super Bowl last year, because their depth made up for the lack of talent they had at some spots like wide receiver.
The names behind the linebacking core, we don't really know. You mentioned Jack Cochran and others. There's not an experience there like you had Drew Tranquil, but there's also a chance that, like any team, as more experience happens throughout a season, all of a sudden maybe you feel better if Cam Jones eventually has to play or whatever. Like,
sure.
We just don't know the names. They're not household names because they haven't had an opportunity to play. Now, Drew Tranquil was the backup a year ago and had played plenty in LA with the Chargers, so you probably felt better. But linebacker's a fair one. I think left tackle. I just not going to name any of the skill position players, though, because that applies for every team in football. Whether it's, oh man, what do they do if Pacheco goes down? Well, a lot of teams, if the Ravens lose Derrick Henry, they're probably also not feeling great. You know, and with all due respect to Pacheco, he's also not, they're not as reliant on him as the Ravens are going to be on Derrick Henry. You know, the Cowboys have Ezekiel Elliott, the corpse of Zeke, as their starter. They probably don't feel great if he goes down with an injury. I mean, we can do this with just about every team. So I don't think you can point out like the skill position players. No kidding. If Travis Kelce goes down,
the top five players that's not depth. That's just nobody wants to lose a star player. Those are different things. Yeah. I mean, but the Chiefs versus a wide receiver, though, like they would at least have some coverage. Like if Rashee Rice had to miss, four games, right? If Rashee Rice had to miss four games, there's other wide receivers. They're not as good as Rashee Rice, but the depth's not bad. At wide receiver, it's good. I mean, it goes pretty deep. The guy who was your number one wide receiver going into the year last year is your sixth. So the depth definitely got better there. But yeah, it's just a couple of the spots on the defensive. And I would normally say the defensive line is always concerning me. It's the exact same depth as it was last year. So it seems fine to me. They didn't have any trouble. People missed random starts last year. They covered it fine.
There's a chance if they get, you know, Aminihu whenever he comes back from the injury. But if they were to get more out of Felix and Udike Uzama, you could argue then it could end up being even a deeper unit. Now, that's an optimistic way of looking at it. But there is a chance with FAU if he progresses, although it was a quiet camp for him. Like, it just has. You know, players have, we had Mike Pinnell on, and they talked him up, but it's not something that's been noticeable. If Felix wants to show people that he's improved, it's going to probably have to happen on Saturday against Jacksonville and whoever the heck the next preseason game is against as well.
Yeah, that's, I mean, again, there's a difference, but there's not a massive difference.
Random question.
For you, Gold. For you, Drew, over in the text line, 913-586-7610. You, of course, can follow us at 610 Sports KC for now on Twitch, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. I'm probably going to need to go change all those handles, huh? You think he's got somebody on that?
Corporate's got that handle, man. I think you're good.
Do they? Every time good. To log into Twitch, corporate needs a code from me. It comes to the two-factor authentication comes to my cell phone on that.
I think everything will work out, man.
Great, great. That's not the random question I have for you today.
We like to peel back the curtain. That was a little too much.
Too close?
Too close.
Too close. Okay, too. I peeled too far.
Yes.
One layer too far. Yeah. Got it. At least now I know the line. That's good for everybody. The question I have for you today actually came via Twitch. That's why I bring up the video stream. They were asking a question, and I thought long and hard about it because I think it varies depending on my answer. You got a loaf of bread. How often do you eat the heels, and what is the scenario in which you do or don't? Do you eat the heels every time? Do you throw the heels away every time? Is it a, if there's not another loaf of bread behind it, you might eat it? What's the ratio on the bread?
Yeah, like,
that's a very random question. I would
never heal.
Very random.
Never heal.
I'm never
throw
heal.
It away?
Never heal.
Just
never heal.
In the trash?
Never heal.
I'm
maybe
heal
give a little slice to the dog.
Wow.
That's it.
I'm like, it's piece. My, it's
not
my,
the whole slice.
It's my last ditch piece of bread. I'm, you know, it's the worst piece of the bread. So I eat all the good squishy parts in the middle. But if that's the last two pieces, I'll eat the heel. I prefer it for toast to a sandwich. If I'm going to eat the heel, I would prefer that it be in a toast situation. Seems like it's a better setup for it. But if there's a fresh loaf behind it and I'm making a sandwich, I'm just going to get into the other loaf and I'll figure out the heels later. Yeah. I leave them in there. I'll solve that problem later. But if I'm making a sandwich, I'm going into the second loaf of bread for fresh bread.
My mom always made it for toast. Like, my dad, to my knowledge, never eats the heel. My mom would toast it, and she'd put like peanut butter on it. She'd eat it
that
for
makes
toast,
more sense. You know? I just can't imagine. Like, I'm not gonna, you know, pick your favorite sandwich: turkey, ham, roast beef, whatever. Like, I'm not gonna
no
make a deli sandwich at home with the heel
yeah, no
of
way.
The loaf. No,
agreed.
Who's doing that?
No way.
I mean, I just—it's not a bad piece of bread. Like sometimes,
but
you
it is actually.
This is weird, though. Okay,
it's just not as good as the other piece.
But
I don't know if this is weird.
What's your ranking on Chex Mix? Because that's changed over time.
I'm not
time
a big Chex Mix fan.
Because the rye chip, as a kid, I didn't want. Rye chip
bangs.
Is the best.
I never got
piece.
Into Gardettos and all that stuff. No.
Traditional Chex Mix still bangs. It's
yeah?
very good.
What's your favorite Chex Mix piece?
The
if you say the breadstick, I can never trust
no,
your opinion.
No,
it's the worst piece of eating cardboard.
It's not the breadstick. It's the I don't know what. The square piece, I don't know what it's called, but the square piece that has like the
rice Chex?
Yes.
Okay. He's talking about the
like the cereal.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is, I mean, it is still a heel, I guess, but if I get like French bread or like Italian bread, like a loaf of bread, I will eat that heel. If we're talking just a regular, like a wheat bread, normally for like sandwiches or whatever, I will not eat it, but the heel of like Italian bread or French bread, I will
okay.
eat
yeah,
the heel of that.
Yeah, that's a crunchier piece.
You said this was from a Twitch question. I was going to say, how did I was wondering if you all of a sudden just came across this yesterday at your house or something, and you were
I think it's you know, I like the random questions to appeal to that affects everybody.
Well, everybody can relate.
Everybody
to the heel.
Can relate to the bread. The text line says from the 913, take a bite then give the rest to the dog. Never for a sandwich. Some says they like to toast it with garlic butter. They say they'll do it that way. That's exactly how they spelled it. That's why
I was going to say, did you say butter or butter?
Butter. That's how they spelled it. I was trying to honor their text. Someone says, heel is the best slice. Y'all wild.
No way.
Really? The best slice?
Somebody said, flip the heel out. The heel's out and make a grilled cheese.
And someone's like, it's a great in-piece for hot dogs.
I don't think so.
This might just be because, like, we did a lot of off-brand and sad, you know, like, What I equate to, like, it must have been because, like, we weren't going to waste the money because there were seven of us eating. If I can just afford it, I'm never eating a hot dog on a piece of bread for the rest of my life. I'm just going to buy a bun. I don't want a right? hot dog unless it is on a hot dog bun. I don't want it on some bread. It's just not the same. The ratio is not the same. I eat something else. What sandwich do you think you make the most? I think I make peanut butter more than anything.
I prefer, like, even if I were to go to some place to have one made, I would say roast beef. I like a roast beef sandwich.
Roast beef? That was not the one I was
roast
expecting
beef,
you to answer.
Roast
so
beef.
So if you go to the deli counter at the grocery store, you get roast beef first?
Yeah, or corned beef.
Hmm. Oh.
Roast beef, okay. Corned beef, turkey. Those would be the three go-tos.
I always, ham. Ham is the way to go. I've been on a ham sandwich kick. Literally, the last 3 days, because getting back from vacation, my wife and I went to the grocery store, got some bread and just some deli meat to just, because we had nothing in the fridge or anything like that. I've been on a ham sandwich craze where I'll just go home, toast two pieces of bread, ham sandwich right there.
Drew's making it describe it like he just can't wait to get his fix.
Are you excited? Did you bring one for lunch today?
I did not. When I go home, I will probably make myself a ham sandwich.
Our eating habits are really weird on this show because there's no time to like properly eat a meal. So very few of us like pack one. Nick used to do it. Nick used to just eat like an entire
during what's
carbonara
trending,
back
during
there.
During what's trending. Somehow, and we purposely put the camera on him because during while we're doing what's trending, he would be scarfing down pasta.
Someone says, you fellas are getting old. Better watch that cholesterol.
This is true.
Better start eating some turkey. Last time my cholesterol got checked, they said it was fine.
No, so far, so good. I actually just got mine checked 3 weeks ago. Right now, we're all right. You know, is it higher than it was a couple years ago? Sure, but it's still in the range. We're good.
It's still in the healthy range?
We're good for now.
Good, not bad.
Yeah.
Someone said, you guys and my kids are spoiled. I grew up in a house, we ate the heel.
This is gold.
Like it's a regular piece of bread.
You love Phillies. Yeah. No, I love Philly cheesesteaks. But that's not, they were asking this, like, I'm not making it fit. Like, they're asking, what, when you go to the deli counter, what are you getting? I'm not getting a Philly cheesesteak at the deli counter. Philly cheesesteaks I only get at restaurants.
And maybe people now with a Blackstone would make that. That's at all. At home, make a little more often.
Somebody said
sandwiches that. Sandwiches are dying in my name.
Ham sandwich Drew is all over it.
I never expected someone to say the sentence, ham sandwich craze on this show. That's all.
I look forward to having a ham sandwich the last couple of days. It's just the way that it is. If you have some food and you know that it's easy to make and it's like an actual, it's not necessarily like a quick meal, but it is kind of that. It doesn't take long to make a ham sandwich. You don't have to cook anything like that. You just...
Well, I know it doesn't take long to make. I mean, that goes with most deli.
If you have something and it's as good as the ham sandwich that I've had, you just want it over and over and over again. We're just rolling with the ham sandwiches right now.
So since we all know Gold doesn't even eat the crust, let alone the heel. Again, the only time I told you, Uncrustables are great. And multiple athletes have backed me up on this.
Yeah, you actually have been well backed up by
athletes. Uncrustables are terrific. They have them on the team flights all the time. All the time.
I don't think I've ever eaten an Uncrustable in my life.
Oh, they're great.
Someone said, my parents are so cheap, we had to drink the milk after we ate the cereal. No dumping. I thought everyone did that. I thought that was just... I mean, we just did that. I don't know.
Someone said, are you forced to do it? I thought people enjoyed it.
Yeah, I thought that was like a treat.
Someone said, are you just eating ham? No cheese? No. I'm not just...
Are you just raw talking?
Everyone wants to know now.
So build out this sandwich real quick before we move on.
All right. So first things first.
I want details. Not just like...
Like are we on rye?
Wheat, rye. Is it the brioche type? Thick, thin?
Nature's Own honey wheat bread in the toaster.
I like a honey wheat bread. Oh, toasted.
In the toaster.
Okay.
I get some Black Forest ham. It's the best kind of ham. Black Forest ham, some American cheese, a tomato, some lettuce, and then you put some mayo on there.
Okay. Just asking. I just wanted a breakdown. That's all. Someone said plain Cheerios is gross. Plain Cheerios milk is gross. Cold ate plain Cheerios this morning.
I still don't know
how you do that.
Yeah, we had a
tasteless
one of the, you know, the small snack size ones in the company kitchen over there. I grabbed one and, you know, grabbed a couple handfuls. I was happy. It works.
I can only do that with Honey Nut Cheerios.
Oh, just like eat? I prefer Cheerios milk with cereal.
I'm not a big cereal guy anyway, so Cheerios is all I go with.
Yeah, and Honey Nut is the far superior Cheerio.
Yes.
Just by a million. All right.
Well, I'm glad we got the full cheese breakdown or sandwich breakdown from Drew. We know Cody can name a lot of them.
Cheddar, mozzarella, Havarti, cream cheese, Colby Jack. Did I say Gruyere? Blue? Swiss. Imagine what that's going to sound like in crystal clear FM.
96.5 FM.
I don't think you mentioned American.
He didn't.
In a list, by the way.
I did not do great in my list of cheese at that time. No, I did not.
That is the random question of the day.
That might be, I know that we obviously do this every day, but that's one of the most random questions, I think. Like, just truly random? Truly, yeah. I would have never, you'd give me a million guesses. That would have never been one that I guessed.
Sometimes, you know, this is what you can get by interacting with this show. Over on Twitch, they were just asking that question. They weren't even asking it to me. They were just talking about the heel of the bread. And I was like, you know, I find this interesting.
Oh, this came from a listener.
Okay. Came from over on Twitch.
I knew it was on Twitch, but I didn't know if like it was a different Twitch stream.
Came
or
from
something.
One of our viewers over there on you Twitch. Go.
Perfect.
Oh, so this is like from a side conversation.
Now, how are you feeling though right now? Because you said something earlier today. When you walked in and you were paying off your one of the things from the Cody and Gold garage sale, you still needed to go have drinks with a listener that bid. You were with some people at Kelly's. You said you were hungover earlier. How are you feeling at almost 1 o'clock in the afternoon now?
Better than I was feeling at 7, What have
you been drinking?
A lot of water. I've had like Dr. 17. Pepper. Yeah, I eventually needed caffeine. I didn't sleep well. But so I was drunk.
on a Wednesday night.
I wanted the listener. This is, you know what it is? This is actually an endorsement for the Cody and Gold Garage Sale. When you bid on things like, you go out to Kelly's with me, I want you to get a real Kelly's experience with me. Kelly's is where I drank on my 21st birthday. I've been drunk at Kelly's a number of times in my life. That's the spot. So, like, we went there. We got some guy's pizza. Great. Great food. Our friend over at Sazerac, remember? He gave him a bottle of Eagle Rare 10.
That's
really
nice.
An allocated bottle. It was a really nice bottle. And he brought us all golf cart coolers full of Fireball stuff.
Heck yeah.
It had like a mule cup and a flask.
How many shots of Fireball did you have last
night? Three. I had three.
How late were you there?
Like 10:30. I got there at 6. So I was there for a while.
Man.
I wasn't even, look, it was a bit rough this morning.
Someone's already asking the obvious question. No, Cody's wife drove him there.
She did. My wife came. We got a babysitter and she came with me. We had a great time. Good night out.
She was the designated driver then, obviously.
Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes you just got to play it safe. I just, I didn't feel good this morning. Honestly, I didn't feel like, oh, I'm drunk. I felt pretty good. Felt like I had just a good, solid, normal buzz. And then when I got home, I was like, ooh, some of that's catching up. And I feel
The hangover would be so much worse if I also had to wake up hungover and at 5:30 had to get my kids ready for, not school yet, I guess.
They got themselves downstairs and got some mini muffins off of the cart. They took care of some things.
Could they tell you were dragging?
I got out pretty, I woke up a lot later than normal, so I don't know. They probably didn't notice.
Coming up next, we'll get into the 1 o'clock hour. A couple of suggestions were out there for the upcoming season and Super Bowl matchups. One doesn't make any sense, but it was thrown out there. We'll get to that and who deserves a little more credit on this Royals team.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.